It's all about the music every Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday night with the Country Boy on Highland Radio.
You know, folks say I'm the countryest person they know.
Oh, really? Honey, those folks are wrong.
Well, I can stack bales of hay in a barn loft all day long. I can grab my old guitar and sing you a Bo Cephas song. I wear a Bass Pro hat. I like a Copenhagen chew. Girl, I think I'm a little more country than you.
Well, I can bait my own hook, put on my own deer stand. I squirrel my cash away in a coffee can. My pair of Lou Casey boots know how to boot scoot. Boy, I think I'm a little more country than you.
That blue moonshine home.
Oh, the Rocky Top is the countryest song I know.
I grew up on a farm.
So what? I got a rooster in my yard.
I think
I'm a little more country than you.
A 4x4, I can drop a tailgate.
I speak fluent Southern. Now don't you tell me I can't. I make biscuits and gravy,
not like my mama can do.
Well, your mama wishes.
I think
I'm a little more country than you.
That blue moon shines Kentucky home.
Oh, the Rocky Top is the countryest song I know.
I grew up on a farm.
I got a rooster in my yard.
I think
I'm a little more country than you.
Well, honey, you just think whatever you think.
Well, I think that I know the truth.
I'm a little more country than you. Now, doggone it, Emily Ann, I know I'm more country than you are.
You ain't countryer than me in them tight-fitting blue jeans, Hoss.
Well, Hosses, let me tell you, you can't even spell country.
Now I can, too. K-U-N-T-R-Y.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
I think I'm a little more country than you.
It goes. That's a good old country boy in the form of Alex Miller from Kentucky with Emily Ann Roberts doing a little more country than you. And it's hard to believe it was 2 years since I spoke to Alex when he released the album Miller Time, and I'm delighted he joins me from Nashville. Alex, it's lovely to talk to you again.
Well, hello to everybody across the pond over there in Ireland. Hope everybody's doing good. And man, it's good to talk to you too. It's been too long.
I was just saying, the last time we actually spoke, Alex, we did it on StreamYard. We were looking at each other. We're just on the phone now. But a lot has happened for you since the launch of the album. You made your Opry debut and you brought out some great songs. And I believe you're at the Opry tonight even.
I am, yes. I'm hanging with some friends of mine, the Malpas Brothers. If you're a fan, you got to check them out too. Yeah, they're great.
You can tell them I play their music. I have their new album, which is a great album too. And they were over here in Ireland a few years back. They were over here in Ireland a few years back at a bluegrass festival up in Oma, just outside in County Tyrone, just the county next to us, you know. And they're two great lads.
Yeah, they get around. They get around. Them boys get around. I've never seen anybody travel like them before.
Come here, you're getting around yourself well, Alex. You're doing great. The new album, when you brought it out, went down a storm, and it's great to see somebody like yourself keeping it traditional and country compared to what some of the stuff is going out there at the moment.
Oh, yes. Well, you know, I grew up big-time country music fan, let alone singer, and traditional country is always going to be what I am and what I love. So when you love what you do, it makes the things a whole lot easier. So, I'm sticking to my roots 100%.
Yeah, for a lot of the folks who didn't hear us speak the last time, you actually came on the scene. You were on, was it America Got Talent you got your first break on?
I was on American Idol was American the first Idol. Thing I was on. It's about 3 or 4 years ago now, but I was on there and had a big time. You know, Luke Bryan got up and sang with me and this, that, and the other, but I've been very fortunate. I've been able to have a career since the show and be touring and playing all over the country, and that's a blessing that all musicians wish they could have, I know.
Yeah, it's great. And since you released the album Miller Time a while back, you brought out numerous singles since. You didn't bring out another album since. I know you brought out an EP, and I believe you may have a new album coming out next year. Is that true?
That's the plan, yes. You know how it is. It takes a couple years to get a good album together, and I've been working on some material that I think is going to be really good and I think folks are going to like. Good things take time. You know, good wine takes a couple of years to age, and, you know, I wanted my voice to mature a little more before we started cutting more material.
Yeah, and the funny thing too, Alex, I was just saying to somebody the other day, even over here in Ireland, the vinyl has come back big time, but the CDs seem to have died a bit, because I know over here, any car that came out after 2015, there's no CD players in it. It's all MP3s. You know, you put in an old one of those memory sticks that you could have the music on.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I know all about the little, what are they called? The USB drives. Yes, those were popular for a while. But, I want to do some vinyl whenever this record comes out. And, I've been going back and forth on titles. Maybe I can ask your listeners out there, maybe they can give you some idea of a title for this record. I think I ought to title it More Country Than You, simply because that song has been so popular. And, I love that song, but I've got some other great songs though that might be good title tracks too. But you let your listeners know, and they can tell me what they like.
Yeah, how did that song come about with Emily Ann? She's a great country singer as well. She's a nice traditional country singer as well.
Oh yes, that song came about because of my good friend Bill White. He's a songwriter here in Nashville and was a DJ at WSM. And I got to write with him and invited Emily Ann to come in with us to write. And he had that idea waiting for us. And so we wrote that song in about 2 hours, and it was just one of those things that's meant to be. Sometimes as a songwriter, they just happen, and that one just happened for me.
And you had a single back there a while back, She Makes Dirt Look Good.
Yeah, that was a number one record on the CDX True Indie Chart, which is really cool. And That record's been really good for me, and that song was one that somebody had pitched to me. See, I cut other people's songs too.
Yeah. All right, Rachel, come here. I believe you have a good relationship with Jerry Sally, who would be a great bluegrass. He'd be kind of a bluegrass songwriter, but a good song. He wrote some songs for you as well, hasn't he, Jerry? Are you co-wrote with him?
Oh yeah, we wrote a bunch of songs together. We wrote a song called Through With You that was off that first record that was one of my favorites. And one of my favorite things we ever wrote was a really traditional song called Getting Lucky in Kentucky, which I love that song. And I think we both had some personal experience behind that one.
I was just looking at one of your videos there. I was just looking at one of your videos the other day, Alex, pulling hay.
Oh, yes, putting up hay. Yeah, that's a good one, too. And I wrote that with Jerry and Larry Cordell. Larry, you know, he wrote a bunch of Highway 40 Blues and Murder on Music Row. So being in a room with those two guys was incredible.
Imagine, the last time I was actually out in Nashville was 2019, and we went down to the Station Inn on a Monday night. Larry Cordell and Carl Jackson play down there. Well, they used to do it every Monday night. Now, I don't know if they're still doing it on a Monday night, but they used to do it down there.
Yeah, they still do it every Monday. Yeah, as far as I know, they still do it. But yeah, that's where I first met him too, was Larry down there. And I know Carl pretty good too.
Yeah. I've been watching you, I've been watching you on Facebook, you know, and seeing all your, you do great little promo videos on Facebook and that, but you must have been really excited. How did your first appearance on the Opry come about?
Well, it came about because of Eddie Montgomery of Montgomery Gentry. Yeah. He's from the same town as me, up in Lancaster, Kentucky, Geary County, Kentucky. And he invited me out to, I've been inviting me out to a couple golf scrambles he's done and things like that. And he texted me a couple days and said, hey, would you like to come open for me and do some things? And give me some dates you got open in June. And I said, okay. So I threw him a couple dates, and I thought, well, I'll get to open for Eddie. You know, I was excited. And then I never heard nothing from him for about a week and a half. And I thought, well, so that just ain't going to happen. But I was at my dad's house, and dad's like, we need to put some good clothes on. Said, got something going on today. And I said, okay. So I dressed up what I thought was nice. And all of a sudden, Eddie Montgomery walked through the front door and said, hey, Alex, how you doing? I said, well, I'm doing good. So what are you doing here? He said, well, I'm here to invite you to go play at the Grand Ole Opry. And, you know, for somebody that from Lancaster, Kentucky,
yeah,
that grew up farming and stuff and listened to the Opry, it was about the coolest thing that could have ever happened to me. And I'm so so thankful that he did, and I'm so thankful to Eddie for inviting me out. And that night was just something that I'll never forget. And the fact I'm even standing backstage right now is cool to me. I just can't believe I'm here.
It's unbelievable, you know, for an artist, you know, any artist, you know, for even me when I'm out in Nashville, just going to the Grand Ole Opry, you know, you sense the history in it. Were you nervous when you were called out to come out to sing? Were you nervous walking out, or you kind of be used to it?
Oh, yeah. Heck yeah, I was nervous. Yeah, I was a wreck. But I got out there, and I was cool as a cucumber when I got out there. I played about it and sang about it as good as I think I ever did.
Yeah. Country music has changed a lot in the last 10, 12 years, hasn't it? It's gone, you know, like some people say, oh, it's going to revolve all the time. But, you know, like, God, I was here on the radio station a couple of months back, and when I heard Beyonce was after getting a Grammy Award for Best Country Album, I said, oh, my God, you know.
Well, you know, they say country music is changing. It's ever evolving, yes, but
yeah,
true country artists are always there. You know, there's real artists out there, and there's people that kind of come and go. And I think the real country artists have lasting careers that last many years, and the guys that kind of hit on the things that are popular at the time, their careers kind of speak for the times. I've been very fortunate. I think sticking to my guns and sticking to what I love, it's led me to a pretty good career, I think, at this point, and especially for my age. Heck, I should still be in college at this point, but I'm just very thankful for all my fans out there that have listened to my music and watched my videos and things. I never thought, like I said, I never thought I'd ever be doing what I'm doing. I should be behind on a tractor somewhere in the middle of a field right now.
Yeah, no, it's great, Alex, to see yourself and the lads like the Malpass Brothers carrying on the old tradition. And when I heard the new single that you were coming out with, the Byrds, because I'd have been a big fan of Tracy. I'd have been a big fan of Tracy Byrds too, and I know Tracy and the likes of him mightn't get as much airplay on country radio over there at the moment, but Tracy had great songs out, the Watermelon Crawl, Counting, you know, all those songs. And that song, was it Jerry Salley that co-wrote that song with you, or how did that song come about, The Bird?
Yes, it was. Yeah, Jerry wrote The Bird with me, and I had that idea when I met Tracy. I met him on an elevator ride. I was on this elevator going down to get lunch, and I looked over, and there stood Tracy Bird. And I said, well, hey, Tracy, how are you? And he looked at me and said, well, hey, Alex Miller, how are you? And that about got me right there. I about had a heart attack. And he said, we're going to lunch. Well, Jonas, so I went and I ate with him and got to talk with him, this, that, and the other. I asked him some questions, you know, about the industry and things. And he gave me some good, solid advice, and said, gave me his number and said, if I ever did anything, let him know. And so I had that ride with Jerry, and I got in and told him what had happened. And so we all write a song and just kind of pay tribute to him, and maybe he'd do it as a duet. So we wrote it, sent it to him, and he said he'd love to do it as a duet. And we recorded it last year, and it's out now. So
yeah, just released.
Things kind of move pretty quick.
Yeah, I've been playing it since last Friday night on the show now, and it's really getting a great reception. When you were growing up back in the farm back in Kentucky, who had been influential? What particular singers would have been influential on you?
Well, see, my granddad was a traditional country fan. His favorite was Ernest Tubb. So yeah, Ernest was a big influence on my career. Hank Williams. I like Merle Haggard and George Jones,
yeah,
and people like Tracy Byrd, Tracy Lawrence, Neil McCoy. I love the 90s stuff, too, because that's what my dad loved. He loved that type of music, too. So my influences really come from my who I was around as a kid, like my granddad and my dad. But those, as far as artists are concerned, the guys from the 90s and the guys from the 50s and the 60s too.
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, I started back in radio in the early 80s, and it was just kind of, it was, you know, that you had Haggard and Jones and all those guys before that. Then in the late 80s, the new breed came, like Alan Jackson, George Strait, Randy Travis and Vince Gill, and brought it back to the more traditional thing. I see recently where Alan Jackson is supposed to have done his last live gig. I don't know how true that
is. Yes, yeah, I'm kind of sad about that. Yeah, but I've got my next single is actually a song that Alan wrote. He wrote it with Jim McBride, and somebody pitched it to me, and I said, I'm going to cut something Alan wrote. So it's called Secondhand Smoke. It'll be out in about a month and a half. So there you go, or something to look forward to.
Looking forward to it. Are you singing at the Opry tonight, or are you just there as a guest?
I'm just visiting tonight. I'm just visiting those boys, and they're about to go on a long run, and I just wanted to come over and say hi. And so they got it worked out where I could come back here and say hi to them.
Well, you tell them that there's a country DJ in Ireland who plays their music, and if you're talking to Tracy Byrd, you can tell them the same, that I'm keeping it real traditional.
I'll do it.
The real stuff.
I'll do it.
And come here, I'm not going to hold you much longer now because I want you to let you get back and talk to the lads, but we're going to play The Bird at this time for any of your listeners out there. And if anybody wants to get your music, how can they get it, Alex?
Well, you know, we do have stuff for sale on alexbillermerch.com, CDs and things like that. So if you want to get a physical copy, see if you can go over there and order something. But if you want to stream it or listen to it, of course, listed right here. And also, make sure to listen to me on Spotify, Pandora, Apple Music, and all that good stuff, too. That really does support me and is a good way to help me if you want to do so.
Great stuff, Alex. And are you busy for the summer months now? Are you going to be on the road a lot over the summer?
Oh, yeah. I won't be home from July. My milk's probably going to turn to cream, so I'm going to have somebody come clean my fridge out.
Great stuff. Well, come here, I let you go. Alex, thanks very much for taking the call. And when you're talking to Marta, tell her I said hello as well.
I will certainly do it. Thank you so much.
Take care, Alex, and the best of luck for the future and the new album.
Well, I sure appreciate you. Y'all take care and stay safe out there, will you?
Sure will.
Last night, my neighbor was having a party. The music they were playing was loud and absurd. I knocked on his door, and when he answered, that's when I reached out and gave him the bird. I'm from the country, and the drinking bone's connected to a little earworm. Through the watermelon crawl by the end of the evening, and you can thank me later for giving you the bird. Well, you don't have to be rich and famous to get into one of his shows. I bet he'll have you swinging and a-swaying after 10 rounds of Jose Cuervo. There's a honky-tonk crowd for him to work. He'll get on stage and give them the bird. I had a little date with a blue-eyed baby. She said country music ain't what I prefer. I never will forget the look she gave me when I cranked up the radio and gave her the bird. Parked in the holler, she was singing along to every word. By the end of the night, she must have found a new favorite, 'cause now when I sing to her, she gives me the bird. You don't have to be rich and famous to get into one of my shows. I bet I'll have you swinging and a-swaying after 10 rounds of Jose Cuervo. Crowd for me to work, I'll get on stage and give you the bird. Well, you don't have to be rich and famous to get into one of our shows. I bet we'll have you swinging and a-swaying after 10 rounds of Jose Cuervo. As long as there's a honky-tonk crowd for us to work, and give you the bird. As long as there's
honky-tonk, time for us to work. We'll get on stage and give you the bird.